Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Well, I was just dancing along to that video. How fun was that? Well, did you make that video?
I just used CapCut, I think it's called. Yeah.
So I love that. That got me in the mood.
There you go.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Fightful Prediction Show for Survivor Series. And happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I am joined by Rob from Fightful. You all know and love him. Thank you so much for doing this with me on Thanksgiving, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just got done hanging out with family, watching football all day here. So yeah. I'm good to go. I'm back home.
Are you stuffed with food?
Oh yeah. Believe it or not, it was a cheat day. The first cheat day I've had with Thanksgiving in 2 years. So.
And
I went all, no pun intended because you're in Chicago, but I went all out. So
went all out. Okay. Very nice. Yeah, I am in Chicago, guys. I am headed to Survivor Series on Saturday. I was at AEW Dynamite last night, over at the Wind Trust. And yeah, my Thanksgiving's been awesome. I moved to downtown Chicago. I did not have a traditional Thanksgiving meal. I had the biggest plate of nachos that I've ever had in my whole entire life. I had those like at about 12, like midday, just had a whole thing of nachos and a very nice bacon taco. And then I took a nap for about 2 hours. And then I did some exploring of the downtown area while everyone else was hanging out with their family. I was like a little orphan wanting to be rescued by Christian Cage, you know, just wandering the streets by myself. But yeah, I'm in such a good mood. I'm hyped. I always ask you, Rob, what's your excitement level for Survivor Series? You can tell that mine is off the chart because I'm here. What's yours like?
You know, whenever they have one of the big four pay-per-views, I'm always excited. The big four for WWE is always like amps me up. I'm ready to go. Last year, we had the Survivor Series. That was the Bloodline versus like basically Kevin Owens and company. Yeah. Loved it. It's always the big four that just get me ready. I mean, don't get me wrong. All the other pay-per-views have been really solid this year, in my opinion, WWE or premium live events. So I'm excited for this show. It, you know, just the name does it for me. Survivor Series. It goes back to, this was the first pay-per-view I ever bought with my own money. So like 1994, that horrible pay-per-view, but
And you stuck around.
Oh, yep. I've been here ever since. So I am excited and ready to talk about Survivor Series.
I think that Survivor Series, you know, it's always been one of the big four, but I think this recent, you know, change up, making it War Games, has made it feel more like a big four pay-per-view, because the Raw versus SmackDown thing was getting a bit stale and getting a little bit like silly and felt like low stakes. But what they're doing now with the use of War Games, I think is really, really good. But guys in the chat, I hope you're all excited for Survivor Series and to tell us your predictions. And of course, you can send in super chats and I will read them out. But like, let me know what you guys are thinking. We're going to go through the card. It's a small card, but who knows, you know, what could be added. We still have SmackDown to go tomorrow. Let's start though, Rob, before we go into the card, shall we be dangerous and start with the elephant in the room / the chick magnet, CM Punk? What is your prediction on whether or not we will see Phil Brooks at Survivor Series?
Okay, so there's two things. Do I want it to happen? Absolutely, 100%. I would love for it to happen. Do I think it's going to happen? I do not think it's going to happen. The reason I say this is you have to, I think you, if you are bringing him in, you wait till the Royal Rumble. That's my opinion. That's where you do it. The other thing too is you don't necessarily want to, with it being the holiday season, like, I don't think you want to bring him in before, like on a TV episode. So if they're going to do it, they have to do it at Royal Rumble. If they're not doing it at Royal Rumble,
what you were gonna say? Like, it's the holiday season. We don't want the Grinch turning up.
No. What I'm saying is, like, ratings kind of tend to dip a little bit.
Yeah. So,
I mean, if they advertise that he's going to be there, that kind of takes a little bit of the mystique away. I want it to be a surprise. So my thing is, if it's going to happen, I prefer it to happen at Royal Rumble. However, I'm not going to be like, oh, well, damn it, they ruined everything if he shows up, because I know you like to hear things but that roof's going to blow off if it happens tomorrow night. So I know it'll be a hell of a moment if it does happen. Am I rooting for it to happen? Absolutely. Do I think it will? No.
Okay. So I think, well, it is two things. Do I want him? Yes, absolutely. He is my favorite wrestler ever, without question. I want him back in Chicago. You know, I know like the timing might not be the best because Survivor Series isn't Royal Rumble or WrestleMania, but it's pretty perfect that it's in Chicago. Do I think he's going to come back? I mean, like, I'm definitely a betting woman. I'm definitely a woman that likes to gamble, and I do like to place risky bets. So I think if I was to like place a money bet on it, I'd say yes, knowing that it's risky, that like the odds of it happening probably aren't great. But I'm kind of holding out hope that it will. I do believe in signs, though. Do you believe in signs, Rob?
I do believe in signs because I'm an Ace of Base guy back in the day.
Well, I didn't see the sign. I heard the sign. Yes. I was, two nights ago, I was in a hotel bar / restaurant, which was right beside the Wintrust Arena. And there, I think there was probably lots of people around there that were very familiar with CM Punk. And they played Cult of Personality for no reason. And I just thought, this, to me, this is a sign. A Cult of Personality in the wild, in Chicago, beside the Wind Trust, with a lot of wrestlers around. I was thinking, like, you know, this is Phil. Phil runs this town. Yeah. He phoned up the bar manager and was like, can you F with some of my previous friends and play my song in the bar, please? Thank you. But yeah, I am going to say, I can't even say yes or no. I think, like, probably not. If he comes back though, I will 100% film my own reaction, and I'll put it on my OnlyFans for people with a crying fetish. So you can probably check that out. But yeah, I'm excited either way. But it's not a situation where if he doesn't turn up, I'm going to be disappointed. Like, I'm not. But if he does turn up, it will be probably one of the best moments I've ever been live for in my life. So either way, the chat's like a little bit divided. So yeah, a lot of people saying they don't think he's turning up. Some people, you know, the references. Do you think, like, Shinsuke is having a match at Survivor Series and it's going to be Punk, or is that like a red herring, or what do you think's going on there?
You know, I don't really know what they're doing with that, and it's very fascinating with me because I always like the mystery opponent like idea. The only time, like, it's just a letdown is whenever they bring somebody out that you're not happy to see. So the way that Shinsuke's been doing it, it's very, very intriguing because I don't recall WWE hinting at somebody for so long. So it's, at least I can't recall. And I think what helps it is that they're in Chicago, and that helps, like, this part of the mystique. The problem now is if they do it, they can announce it anytime before Survivor Series. We know that. Will they announce it on SmackDown? I hope, because last year they only had 5 matches on Survivor Series. This year they have 5, but I'm hoping that they add a pre-show of match at least.
Yeah. Just
something, but.
It's a short card.
Yeah.
Got Joel.
I don't know who's.
Hello, Joel. He says Shinsuke's going to take out Cody on the Monday after Survivor Series. It'll be a holiday feud that ends by January 1st.
I could see that happening. It's.
For sure. I think, if Punk is Shinsuke's guy, I think he will very quickly move on to someone higher up the card, you know, probably like a Cody to feud with. But shall we get into the matches that we actually know are going to happen, Bob?
Yeah, let's do it.
As you said, we've got 5 matches. I think we should start with with one of these matches where we've been talking about this champion ever since I started doing these prediction shows. So let's just do it again. We have the Intercontinental Championship match, Gunther versus The Miz. Well, who have you got for this one?
This one is the easiest one of all time for me. Gunther will win this because... Yeah, he just has to win this.
Yeah.
I like The Miz. Don't get me wrong. I think The Miz is undervalued by fans.
Yeah.
Not all fans, obviously, but I think he's undervalued by fans. And this is a guy that doesn't need the Intercontinental title. He's over with the crowd. Regardless, he's one of those guys now that can lose and he'll be fine. If he wins, he's fine. He's that made with the company. So he doesn't need this victory. So let Gunther continue to hold on. I still want Chad Gable to be the guy that takes that title off of him. I'm hoping that happens, but we'll see.
You know what? I'm going for Gunther as well. Like we've said every time we've done this, I think Gunther is going to be a really long-time champion, and I think the person that takes it off him. Chad Gable's a good shout. I think I would maybe shout someone maybe on the rise, maybe someone they bring up from NXT, like after the Rumble or something like that, because, you know, his reign has been so great, like just so awesome that I want like him being beaten to be really meaningful. And Miz has done a great job in this role. He's like really got fans behind him, because they're always, you know, like unwilling to get behind babyface Miz, but he's really done it this time, and he's a really valuable asset to WWE, even if he's not everyone's cup of tea. He's a definite asset. But I think 100%, once again, Gunther is winning.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's what's interesting, is people like to talk, and some people could say, like, well, what are the chances of Miz winning this? And I just don't think you go that route. Not with taking that title off. And that's no offense to Miz. I just think you can make another star by having that person beat Gunther. And, you know, if it's not going to be Chad Gable, I would prefer it to be somebody that's like on the NXT roster. Maybe, Dragunov, Carmelo Hayes would be great in my opinion, one of those two guys. So I just don't see it happening.
Me too. Well, I like how you read my mind there and picked the Gunther graphic. But the next one we're going to talk about is also another champion that we've been talking about every time that we've been doing this show. It's Rhea Ripley, who is taking on Zoe Stark. Okay, I have Rhea for this one, Rob. Like we said before, I think she's holding this title till at least WrestleMania to get a big, huge WrestleMania match out of it, whoever it's going to be, whether it's going to be like a Gia Cargill or a Bianca Belair. I don't know who her opponent could be, but I think there's no way that Rhea Ripley is not walking out of Survivor Series still with the title. What about you, Rob?
Yeah, Rhea Ripley's going to win this. Mm-hmm. Zoe Stark did an interview this past week with Jeremy Lambert, Fightful's Jeremy Lambert. It was really good. So check that out. But unfortunately, she's going to lose. Rhea Ripley is going to win. I think you're right, though. I think she holds that title till WrestleMania. Who she faces, Bianca Belair, maybe. Becky Lynch is probably who I'm thinking they're going to go with. But
yeah,
because I don't think they're ready to pull the. And I don't know per se, but Jade Cargill, I just don't know if they're going to do that yet. I just can't see it. As much as I think Jade Cargill is awesome, I just don't think they're going to go that route with Rhea. I mean, they have Kairi Sane, Io Sky they can go with. I think eventually you're going to see. Well, I'll get into that next, but or whenever we talk about that match, but I just don't see Rhea losing this match.
No, absolutely not. If she's going to lose that title, I think it has to be on the WrestleMania stage. And I think it has to be like a feud that starts at at least a Royal Rumble that's really built up. She's another really important champion. I absolutely love Rhea. Any chance you think that we see, we've got Sean asking, when does Gia Cargill show up? Do you see like a route for her to show up? Like at the end of this match or something? Or
I would actually prefer to show up at this match.
Yeah.
And that the reason being is you can set up maybe a feud with her and Judgment Day, or with Rhea. Mm-hmm. You could go that route if you wanted to, if that's where they're going. I think it would be great for her to show up in Chicago, because that crowd will, again, they'll lose their mind if she shows up.
I will cheer so hard. I will lead you here for that one.
So she, if she shows up, I would prefer to go through that match, and I'll tell you why when we get to the War Games match, what my prediction is, even though I'm never right with these like fantasy booking predictions, but I'm going to tell you what I think.
Oh, you should have told me that before I invited you on, Rob. I only want people that are 100% accurate.
Oh, yeah. Well, last week when we did our full gear predictions, I did really well until like the last 2 minutes? I just kind of trailed off. I did pick MJF to keep his title, but just everything else just kind of just went by the wayside.
So. Yeah. For sure. Sean says she'd be a babyface or a heel. I think she should start as a babyface, to be honest, because she's been so hyped and the fans are going to be so ready for her. I don't think there's any real point in trying to like force a heel character on her like at this point. Well, we have one more singles match left before we get to the War Games matches. So let's move on to that. We have Carlito versus Santos Escobar. So this is Carlito's like first match in ages, and we have Santos who's, you know, just turned heel. This one then I think is kind of hard to pick, like given those two factors. Who have you got for this one, Bob?
Santos Escobar. They're pushing him, like he gets the push with Mysterio out for a while. There's no way. I mean, this one is actually, in my opinion, I know I said Gunther earlier is the easiest one to pick. In my opinion, this is the easiest one to pick, unless for whatever reason you just don't go that route. And that wouldn't make any sense to me. You have to make Escobar look strong. Like Kevin says, you just need to make him look strong. Carlito's one of those guys that can take the loss. He'll be fine. But I did see somebody say this like on Twitter the other day. I would love to see Electra Lopez get called up and be Santos's manager. Like she used to be. That's what I would love to see happen. But I don't think they're going that route yet. But Santos Escobar has to win this match. Otherwise, it just doesn't make much sense to me. What are they doing?
I think, like, I was thinking it's hard because I think my brain was maybe still in non-Triple H WWE, where it's like, you know, veteran, Carlito, all that. But I really want to see Santos win. I really like your idea of bringing in Electra Lopez. I think that would be really cool. And I just like what Santos is doing so much, and they build up the storyline really good. And no, Ray's out injured, so I think it's like Santos's time to like shine with him away, so that when Ray comes back, you know, he'll be in an even stronger position. So yeah, I'm gonna pick Santos as well for that one.
I just
the whole chat says Santos, so yeah.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Well, Aaron in the chat says, does Santos bring back his old faction? I mean, if they bring Electra Lopez back, that's, I'm fine with that. But in a way, I could see with what they did to last week to Mendoza and Joaquin Wilde, I think it'd be too weird to just have them turn like right back, like, hey, like after 1 week. I can see it maybe down the road, like another 2 weeks or so. But I think just attacking him like the way he did, that just doesn't make sense to put him. Like, you're right. You beat the hell out of us, so we're going to join you now. I just don't like that idea to start off. I'm fine if they go back to it, but I think Santos Escobar and Electra Lopez would be great together.
Yeah, by themselves. It would be like kind of recreating like Andrade and Selena.
Yeah.
Like successfully in the main roster. I think that would be really cool rather than having him like with a big faction. And the two of them, I think, would be really, really good. Because, I mean, factions are great, but there is kind of, like, the habit of, you know, grouping certain people together in factions that it'd be cool to see him be, like, a strong single star.
You know, and the thing, too, is I always look at this stuff from a business standpoint, too. Mm-hmm. They were selling a lot of T-shirts with that LWO. So if they want to keep LWO, maybe you do add Joaquin and Mendoza back to it, but
yeah,
like sooner than later. And I think that would be good. I would like to see that. I would not mind that at all.
For sure. Now, are you ready to get into the War Games matches?
Let's do it. War Games.
Let's do it. Ladies first. Let's do the women's War Game match. Okay, what a lineup we have here. We have on the babyface side, Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch, Shotzi, and Bianca Belair versus Damage Control, Asuka, Io Sky, Bayley, and Kairi Sane. Wow. Firstly, I love this lineup. Like, I think this lineup is just proves like the strength of the WWE women's roster, that there's no one really here that feels like a weak link person making up the numbers or whatever. It's a really, really good lineup. I am going to pick for this one, I'm going to pick the heels to win. I think that there is stuff like where it can go either way with like what's going on between Bayley and the rest of the faction. But I think the heels winning, but Bayley basically being like the weak link in it.
We got a heel joining us
right now. Boom!
Oh, no.
Listen, it's probably a good thing that I did join, since I forgot to tell you guys that this show is sponsored by Wrestle Rumble, which means that Stephanie is getting a bonus for this show. But
happy Thanksgiving to me.
I was supposed to tell you to do the ad read, and I didn't. So I'm here to do it, to tell you guys about the Survivor Series War Games Pick'em. First place is $1,000 cash. WrestleRumble.com has all kinds of great contests. They got Cena Celebration, Madness, four spot contests open right now. You can get one entry for $12, three for $22, or five for $32 for Survivor Series. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It's not just, hey, here's who wins, et cetera, et cetera. It's a method of victory. It's who will hit their finisher first, who will come out last, any number of things. Several Fightful viewers have become winners from WrestleRumble.com, including Cher Delaware, who ended up looking like Ultimo Dragon with all the title belts that she won from there. They've got an incredible number of contests going on right now. That four spot as well, you can get the Cody Rhodes Nightmare Eagle, the Hasbro Winged Eagle, the custom CM Punk belt. I know that's a naughty word to say on this podcast, but we got Stephanie Chase running the streets of Chicago hunting for this guy all week long. She's just chucking ice cream bars out at random areas, like calling him like an animal or something, like, come on, Punk, where are you? Where are you? Well, I'll tell you where he is. WrestleRumble.com with his beautiful title belt. Fourth place winner gets a World Heavyweight Championship. But don't sleep on these contests, guys. WrestleRumble.com. They do great stuff and great people as well. Stephanie, happy birthday week. And how are you enjoying Chicago?
Firstly, that was a wonderful ad read. Mm-hmm. I'm enjoying it a lot. I have been hunting CM Punk. I did go to Mindy's Bakery. So I went that far in the hunt. I bought a cookie, not a muffin, because I just don't know what would have come out of my mouth if I'd taken, you know, a bite into a muffin. There's a lot of people I'd love to call out, and I think the muffin would have bought it. But I'm having like the best week ever here in Chicago.
Ever?
Well, I mean, I would have to list all my great weeks of my life, but this would be really high up in it. Okay. I was at Taco Night last night. That was really fun. I'm now like in downtown. I'm in a really nice hotel where they like left out little cards for my birthday and like free drinks and stuff. So I'm just like, I'm living the life.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. Have you been to Portillo's yet?
No, I haven't, but I've been hyping myself up to try a Chicago style hot dog. I'm just kind of scared. Okay. Pickles, and I'm also scared of tomatoes. Yeah, nice. I'm kind of scared of those too, but I really do want to eat one, you know, just like the full style.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, I'm not there this week, but I will be there next week when I defeat Shazza McKenzie at Black Label Pro Slamilton. What's your official prediction for that one, Stephanie?
What day of the week is that on, Sean?
It's a Saturday. It is a Berwyn street fight. It's just outside of Chicago, but I'm bringing some weapons. I've got some ideas. Don't tell TSA that. But
you know, I predict that Shazza is going to hand your ass to you, Sean.
Okay. So. Well, listen, I can't hand her ass to her because that's way too much ass for me to lift anyway. So that ain't happening. Rob, any predictions for Black Label Pro Slamilton? Which of course I'm doing for a wonderful cause, because I'm a great guy. I'm a great guy.
Yeah. You know, the thing is you are going to get the victory here. Cause
You're such a kid, Oswald. Come on.
Yeah, because I like what I do. So, yes.
Look at those elbows.
Yeah, see? Wow. Like I've seen those elbows. Yeah, the thing is he's going to get the victory, but what he doesn't know is there's going to be, like, other people attacking him. Very, like, NWO style afterwards.
Yeah.
I'm thinking probably, like, eight to ten people at least. And they're just going to be people that have canceled their subscriptions. Like,
sure.
With us, is this where Phil Burns appears? Is this where CM Punk actually returns to attack?
Possibly. You know what? You know what? Maybe I'll let him hear Cult of Personality. I'll make a call to CM Punk myself. My good friend, CM Punk, who I have emailed numerous times. I told him happy birthday a couple weeks ago, and he said, thanks, it was great. So maybe, you know what? I can just hit him up and say, be my second. Come hang out with me. I can make a prediction that is guaranteed true. Like the bet online odds for this one would be -52,000. My prediction is that some weenies on the World Wide Web will pretend to be mad about this no matter what happens.
Yes, they will be.
Darn weenies.
Yeah, and you already know you're going to get...
Not the kind of weenies you're trying to eat, Stephanie. Not the good ones. Not the good Chicago full hot dog weenies.
I don't think I've ever said the word weenies before.
You did now.
Yeah,
you
did now.
Weenies, 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 weenies. Yeah.
That's one on our soundboard.
Yeah. Congrats.
I'm going to have a button I press that goes weenies, 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 weenies.
Weenies. Yeah.
We're here. Thank you guys so much for doing this, especially on Thanksgiving night. Look forward to seeing you maybe next year, Stephanie, since you go all the places I don't.
That's true. But remember when we sat and ate food in London?
It was true. We did have food in London. I'll tell you what we didn't eat. Weenies.
No weenies.
He's that was,
wow. That was what a run-in. Well,
yeah. Him and Jeremy Lambert are good at the run-in things. If I do a run-in, it's like, what are you doing here? And why? Like, that's the difference. It's like, yeah. So, but yeah, that was great. But I know we were talking about that other match, though.
We were talking about the women's War Games match, and I was saying that I think these heels are going to take it because we got Kairi Sane back, we have Asuka back, and I think their team up with Sky has been excellent. I think Per Bailey's going to be left looking like kind of the odd one out, even though she'll be in the Victoria's team. What about you, love? Take it away.
I think the heels will win this one for sure. I do. I think with them winning still, I think they're turning on Bailey to, on Saturday, regardless they win or lose. Because I have a feeling WWE is, and this is just my opinion. So I think WWE wants to turn Bailey into a face for a while.
Yeah.
Again, I think they want to see. I think they want to see that. And Bailey is great. Bailey's great regardless what she does. So I'm anxious to see how they go. And that's the thing too. Whenever I think they're going to go one route, for a while, I was thinking Santos Escobar was going to turn on Ray for a long time, and they kept it going for a couple more weeks. So, I mean, this could be a thing too. Maybe they don't want to pull the trigger yet because they could use that on a SmackDown or something else, but I think the heels win because they have the momentum going for them.
Absolutely. Hey, Jeremy, I'll be there too. And it is sad that LA Knight doesn't have a match, but guys. Okay. The heels are winning the women's match.
You know, somebody had a theory, and I wish I would have remembered who tweeted it, but somebody said what would be kind of cool is if after the match they do turn on Bailey. Mm-hmm. And then you see Becky and Charlotte actually stop it. And then like they help her up and they like hold the fours. Somebody said that. I was like, oh my God, that would be badass. But
that would be so cool. But then it's not like it's not the fours. So.
No, I know. That's the thing. Yeah. It's just, that's what I would like. The fantasy booking in me would freak out. Yeah. Like I would freak out because I just like the break the fourth wall kind of stuff. So
Yeah.
That would be good. Or a hug would be good, like Aaron World Order says. He said a hug. Oh.
I could absolutely see if this is a moment where they turn on Bailey, that her being helped by like a Charlotte or Becky, like just based on the history. But, you know, Bailey is probably my favorite, you know, WWE like women's wrestler. I think right now Mia is obviously excellent, like, you know, crushing it. But Bailey's like the long-term fave. I think she's so good, so entertaining. Even though people love her, I still think she's underrated. And, you know, I think that her run during the pandemic was amazing. And then she got injured and it was so sad. Yeah. And I'm not saying that the damage control stuff has been bad, but nothing has clicked as good since her comeback that, you know, than before. So yeah. I'm excited to see what they do with her next. And I think like, yeah, I think this match is going to be really awesome though. The women like always bring it in these kind of matches.
And I do know one thing, regardless, like if they do move Becky as a face in like this coming week or 2 weeks, a month, whatever, mm-hmm. I don't want anything to change between her and Michael Cole.
Yeah.
I want course. That to be the same. Like regardless, right. if she's only a heel, like around him, that's all I'll ever ask for, because this is the feud that means everything to me.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Like she can't. You can't just forgive Michael Cole.
This is a good question. What do you think of this? Do Becky and Charlotte get along in the match?
Like, kind of. Like, I think we'll have moments of tension because they never give off the energy that they're, you know, fully in step with each other. But yeah. I don't think it's going to be anything that, you know, costs the team.
Yeah. yeah. And, you know, the thing, too, is, like, I know it was reported that they weren't getting along, like, outside of the ring. I hope that's actually changed, you know, because they were really good friends. I hope they are actually good. And if maybe it leads to them wrestling against each other again, I would absolutely love that. So,
yeah. Well, I think when it comes to the outside of the ring stuff, you know, I don't have any real insight, but I think the fact that they're doing this match together is like a positive sign on that.
Yeah.
Front. Yeah, for sure. Like things have got better, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, time for the men's Survivor Series match. We have Cody Rhodes, Jey Uso, Sami Zayn, Seth Rollins, and the returning Randy Orton versus Judgment Day, Finn Balor, Damian Priest, Dominic Mysterio, and JD McDonagh, and Drew McIntyre. Another excellent lineup. Randy Orton making his big return. Why don't you start us off, Rob? Who have you got for this one, and why?
I think the faces win this one.
Okay.
And I think we'll see a... I think we'll see a crimson. I know WWE doesn't do it that much, but I have a feeling that Cody's going to bleed.
Oh, yeah.
I have a feeling he's going to bleed tomorrow. I keep saying tomorrow night, but on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I think that's the way they're going. The faces win, in my opinion. I do think if they do lose, it's because Randy Orton hits Jey Uso with an RKO.
Right.
And helps Judgment Day. But it's like one of those things where I think that would not be good. If anything, I'd prefer them to win the match and then Randy Orton hit him with an RKO. Like, there you go. Now we're good. You know, something like that. Because, yeah. I mean, we saw the way Jay looked at the announcement. Like, he kind of gave Cody the side eye. Like, what? Oh, that ain't good. You know? So I think that's the way they should go, in my opinion. Because I think they hinted at that Randy's not going to be. I think eventually we're going to see Jay versus Randy. I think that's going to happen. And that's cool. That's going to be a good match. I just prefer Randy. He's going to get cheered regardless. So he's also one of those guys that you can't really turn him heel anymore because he's going to get cheered. He's at that part of his career now. So, and the heels and faces, for the most part, it kind of just fluctuate because, I mean, the only person that really just gets booed to Hell has been Dominic Mysterio, and usually the Miz, when he is acting like a heel, Gunther too, to an like, but they're still getting cheered by some others. So it's just one of those things where I think Randy Orton, I would prefer them to win the match, and then Randy Orton does whatever it is he does, if they even go that route. But the faces win, in my opinion.
So maybe I'm a heel because I want the heels to win, just for the Judgment Day love. But I think kind of there's two things that I'm thinking about. Like, firstly, Randy Orton being on the babyface side. And as you said, they're teasing the Jey Uso thing. But then I also think in general, like in kayfabe, Randy Orton is like an untrustworthy person. So even though it's hard to make him a heel, it, you know, wouldn't surprise me if he does something that turns against his team, which is not necessarily him saying like I'm siding with the heels or anything like that, just him being a person that doesn't want or care for friends, you know. So I can see like something like that happening, and I can see like, you know, Jey being the person that like ultimately makes the team lose. And but then on the heel side, I can also see Drew McIntyre doing something similar where he's just kind of like, F you guys, I'm not like part of this. I'm looking out for myself. I'm gonna do something on my own, you know, like that kind of thing. So I think like both teams have someone that I'd be kind of side eyeing, like, can you really trust this person? Are they gonna let us down? Yeah.
And you made a good point there when you brought up Drew McIntyre, because I completely, granted, it just happened like 2 weeks ago, but I think they'd go with the Jey Uso Drew McIntyre feud before they go straight into Randy Orton and Jey Uso. Yeah. That's what I think, just based off how things look. So my opinion's changed a little bit on the Randy Orton thing. I think if they're going to go with a feud for Cody, I just know I don't want it to be with somebody in Judgment Day. I would prefer it to move on. They did hint that it could be with him and Seth Rollins again.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, for sure.
So, but yeah, I'm very curious to see where this goes. And do you think we will see Damian cash in? Do you think it's possible? It's always possible, but
no. But I think he has to cash in very soon. Very soon. I could see him, I don't know, I could maybe see him like cashing in at the Rumble to like really shake things up and winning it. But I think that I'm gonna stick to my heart and say that the heels win. In a way where like Damian Priest is like the dominant one. Finn Balor's unhappy, even though they won. Dominic's just Dominic. And Drew McIntyre doesn't really like, you know, care or see himself as a part of it. Like he like lone wolves himself in some way. And then I can see on the babyface side, Randy doing something untrustworthy where Jey is kind of like, I know we shouldn't have let this viper in, and Cody just looking really sad that he couldn't, you know, keep everyone together and lead his team to victory, lead the they're not seven, but you know, he is commander, but you know, like lead that team to victory. He wasn't able to do it. So yeah. I'm going to say that I think the heel's going to win. Okay, Jeremy says, do you think Drew got promised a title shot helping Judgment Day? Drew got from Damian?
I think maybe like Rhea like gave him a like promised him title shot like against. So I'm wondering if that's, I would think though, like the, I mean, that makes sense. Like, if you're going to get Drew to join them, like, you got to give him something like worthwhile. You know, sure. I mean, maybe, but he did say getting to Jey Uso is what made it worth it for him. I believe he said that like in his promo. So if he's getting something, I would think it'd be like a title, an eventual title shot. But the other thing too is,
what if he like takes out Jey Uso and then just walks out?
Yeah.
They're like, I got what I wanted. I'm not putting myself through this. I'm out.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
So I've seen like two and chat like a lot of people asking if we think CM Punk, and we started the show off with that, but
we started our hot guys, we went with CM Punk first.
Yeah, I and it's the same, like I want it to happen, I would love for it to happen, I don't think it's gonna happen. I just don't that's just me.
Well, firstly, I urge everyone to go back and listen from the beginning when we had our like hot takes on it. But I don't think he's going to be there, but I really want him to be there, but I'm not going to be disappointed if he's not there. But yeah, we did discuss a lot about, you know, the timing and everything. It'd be like whether if he is coming in, it'd be better to do it like a Rumble or WrestleMania. But then again, the counterpoint to that is like, how could things be more perfect being in Chicago? So we basically both don't think he's turning up, but we do want him to, and it would certainly be fun, and it would certainly be like a huge moment. But if he's not turning up, I don't know what the heck they're doing with Shinsuke. To be honest.
Yeah. I mean, that's the truth too. I mean, like, they're just continuing that going on. It's, but yeah, so I don't know either. I mean, that's the best way to, I want it to happen, but I get it.
And you know what? Like, if it's, I don't want to know if he's coming back. Like, I want the surprise, you know, element. Yeah. And so much is not a surprise anymore. And I think that if it is a case that he is coming back, and really like the reporting seems to be like that he's not coming back, if he is coming back, they've kept the secret really well, and it's always fun to have like such a surprise like that.
And I will say, if they are bringing him back, the only people that should know are the people that can obviously keep a secret, and I'm talking like the three big guys like in WWE. I'm talking Triple H, Nick Khan, and maybe Bruce Pritchard.
Yeah.
You know, like, otherwise I don't talk about it to anybody. Mm-hmm. And that the day it happens, that's when the crew finds out. There's other ways that they can do it. I mean, I look at it the way they did Edge back in the day. If you ever saw the behind the scenes stuff with him going back to the Royal Rumble, you bring him in, and
or the Hardy Boys.
Yeah, stuff like that. You just got to be like, you keep it down to a minimum. And then like the day that it happens, maybe a couple hours before, that's when you let your production company or production people know. But other than that, I obviously write and work, it helps us when CM Punk does, he helps our business out a lot, you know? Yeah. So it's one of those things where the fan in me wants like to be surprised just like everybody else.
Yeah.
So
the fan in me and the girl in Chicago and me wants to be surprised. I want him to come back. But yeah, guys, we did discuss it more like at the start of the pod. But I think that's everything for this Survivor Series show. Have you got anything else to add, Rob?
No, I there's a part of me that thinks that they will, and this is not like me reporting anything, this is just me like guessing, I think they will add another match. Mm-hmm. I just do. So, but that's me. That's not a guarantee or anything, because we'll just have to find out.
I think SmackDown has, they say something about Shinsuke, like Shinsuke versus blank or something like that. I think something regarding him happens in SmackDown. Okay, guys, that is all from us. And I want to thank you so much, Rob, for joining me here on Thanksgiving, spending your Thanksgiving evening with me. It was really, really great to have you on and talk about Survivor Series. I also want to thank Sean Lestat for his run-in as well. And don't forget to check out the show sponsor and get your predictions with that in for Survivor Series, because there's a chance to win some really great prizes there. But yeah, everyone in the chat, thank you for spending your Thanksgiving evening with us. I'm very thankful. And I think Survivor Series is going to be an awesome show, and I hope everyone has fun watching it. I hope I have a great time. It's my first ever WWE American pay-per-view, so I want to see how they do it over here in the U.S. You know, I'm expecting big things.
Yeah, I think it's, yeah, you're going to have a good time, I believe so. But yeah, thank you for having me. I always love doing these. And tomorrow I have coexisting with Rob and Maggie on Fightful Overbooked at 3 o'clock Eastern. We'll be doing that. And we always do a prediction show too. So I'll be doing more predictions. It's going to usually be the same thing, unless something changes news wise before now and then. But yeah, check us out on Fightful Overbooked tomorrow at 3.
Absolutely. Check out Fightful Overbooked. Go follow me on Twitter at Stephanie M. Chase, and on Instagram at Stephanie M. Chase. If you want to follow my adventures in Chicago, if you want to see all my posts from Survivor Series, I'll be posting all night. I was at Dynamite last night, got a lot of posts from there, and just generally, you know, fun stuff in the city. So you can give me a follow there. I also have a podcast called The Bechdel Hold, where I'll be recording an episode very soon about my experience over here. My hotel has like a podcast studio in it. Unfortunately, it doesn't support video, or I would have been there now, but I'm definitely going to record some audio myself in this and feel like a very fancy, you know, producer type, like proper host in, like, it's like a glass, you know, studio with headphones and all that, like a mixing desk and everything. Like, wow. Gosh. Okay. But yeah, anyway, thank you so much, Rob. Always a joy to have you on. Thank you so much to everyone that watched and commented and all that. Thank you again for Sean Sapp, our Fightful daddy in a nice way.
Okay. I'm not saying that, but okay.
Look, I full on tweeted Christian Cage last night telling him that I needed a dad, and you know, maybe Sean Sapp will step up to the plate. But thank you once again, and I will see you guys for my next prediction show, which will be for World's End, AEW World's End, coming up in late December. Yeah, it's December 30th. Yeah. All right. Goodbye, everyone.
Peace out. Thank you.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.